Maxine Dodds is the founder of Scottish Women in Games. This interview was conducted September of 2013 at the Dundee Contemporary Arts Centre in Dundee, Scotland. This is Michael Salvo conducting the interview. Adam Strands provides post-production, technical support, and design.
Okay, so you just took out a mind map.
Right, okay. So this is where I see Scottish Women in Games going. In the first place, we've got support of women who are currently working in the industry. So including monthly meetings, networking, running workshops, providing mentoring for some of the students and pupils who are coming through, showing an interest in moving into the games industry. Running events and presentations, and identifying some really strong role models within the industry, women who are currently doing some amazing work. And also feeding into Girl Geeks and the other women in games throughout the throughout the world.
What's Girl Geeks, is that a formal group or is that just a reference?
No, it's a formal group. Okay. There is a very strong Scottish group which have monthly meetings and tend to get some really strong speakers to come and talk there. So that's the sort of area that we're looking at on the support side. But what I strongly feel is that to address the issue of the lack of women coming into games, we really need to address it at a much earlier stage. So I'd like to see us going into primary schools, addressing children around 11, 12 years old, and getting them interested in all aspects of games and how they are made. Getting small teams looking at the art side as well as the programming side, and developing their own games using software like Scratch or Game Maker, and then developing that through into secondary school. So there are currently various different games companies who are going out to schools, but they're all doing their own individual thing. None of it is actually joined up at the moment. So my aim is to get a workshop together, taking the key experts from each of these areas and getting them working together to come up with the best of practice going across the board, and then being able to roll that out into schools and learn from that and build on that and really be able to watch how that progresses and develop it further. So taking from there, having schools game jams, which we've already started in Glasgow, the likes of the Game Maker project, which is going at the moment in Dundee, and looking at science festivals, and also looking at the art side as well, introducing 3D software packages into schools, getting kids thinking about developing and designing characters and backgrounds. So that really is about getting kids excited about making games. Having got that excitement, we then need to tie that in with being able to provide them with the information on how they actually take that into a career. So looking at a career pathway, defining career days, going into schools, taking role models into the schools to be able to talk about their experience in the industry and what sort of roles there are out there. So having a clearly defined ideal of what the various roles are that are available and what the path you need to take in order to go through those. So providing a careers guidance brochure, details on what courses are out there, what subjects you need to be studying to get into them, and any related information. tying that in with also I'd like to get kids going into game studios. So if they're showing a particular interest, get them to go out, do a visit into one of the games industries and talk to people who are working on the ground floor level. Mm-hmm. The other part is tying in with careers films. We've already started this with working with Skills Development Scotland in producing a couple of small clips to go on their My World of Work site. Just to give a flavour to let people see that, yes, women are welcome within games. It has been very much seen as a male-dominated area. Previously on that site, it was all male role models, mm-hmm. and I wanted to address that. Mm. So we now have two films in there, females within the industry, just to try and break that balance. But I'd like to take it to the next level. To actually have a film looking at different role models in different roles, talking about what their job involves, what sort of experience they've had in the industry, how they got into it.
Mm-hmm. Those entry stories are hugely
Yes, exactly.
Important.
Absolutely, yes. So that's my aim to work towards getting this film mm-hmm. in place, and then it can be available in the various careers websites. For kids to look at, to get a feel for what it's like to actually work in the industry. The other thing I've been looking at is the possibility of having a TV programme. Ideally, what I would like is to have a young female presenter talking about playing games, looking at the new games that are coming out, mm-hmm. And talking about their experience, but also looking at how to go about programming games, looking at programming art, having the opportunity to have a gallery of people's work so that people can send in and have their work displayed.
Well, and we're staying at the Apex, and they have that with the DC Comics.
Uh-huh.
You go up to the second floor, and it's just comic still after mm-hmm. comic still. So to have some equivalent where
yes.
you're seeing the artwork, you're seeing the games' worlds, mm-hmm. seeing the roles that women have played in mm-hmm. producing those games, to demystify the relationship between mm-hmm. the preparation and the game.
Absolutely, yes.
Games. Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I understood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's absolutely what it's about.
Okay.
So very much getting audience participation with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of ties together the careers pathway, looking at how we encourage girls into the industry. Mm. And obviously I'm not looking specifically or only at girls.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage anybody to come into the industry.
Right.
And going on that side, not just looking at schools, but also looking at people returning from career breaks, having the information within the job centres on what it would take to move into the games industry. Mm-hmm. Looking at skills development, retraining, the small workshops to take people's existing skills and move them forward so that they could fill a niche within mm-hmm. within the games mm-hmm. industry, and generally looking at the skill sets. So that's another area within career development that I feel is worthwhile mm-hmm. exploring. So the other side to this is to have a full directory of all of the games related courses that are out there and have all this information available for anyone wanting to come into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So the next stage is looking at statistics for how many women are currently in the industry, how many women are coming through into courses. At the moment it is very, very low. We're only seeing one or two within a class of 25, 30.
Mm-hmm.
And very often it drops further taking up positions within the games industry. It's slightly better within the art side.
Mm-hmm.
There are more girls coming into doing art courses. But again, it's very, very bad for getting careers advice at schools.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly with art, kids are directed towards doing art degrees.
Mm-hmm.
and tend to be fine arts, and they aren't really given the information on the alternative courses that they can do.
Illustration versus drawing.
Exactly, yes, yes. So again, it's about educating the career staff so that they know what the options are, so they can pass that information on to kids. So going back to statistics, having a snapshot of exactly where we are at the moment, so we can then follow that through and see what we're doing in the way of improving that going forward. And again, being able to provide that information to the Scottish Government so that we get their backing to be able to proceed with this. So that generally is where I'm looking at taking this. It's a really exciting area to look at. And I think the potential is definitely there. Seeing lots of girls out there who are interested but just don't know how to follow through.
And then also some who are dissuaded by what they find in class,
yes,
where they're the only young woman.
Well, I mean, they're being put off at so many different levels. And I think, again, that there is within school a move that science is not exciting with girls. And a lot of them are put off fairly early on, which is why I want to catch them at an early stage, before they've really made the choices about what subjects they do at secondary school.
What do you think it takes? What do you think it will take to change that? And I realize that we're talking about steering a battleship, but what kinds of changes in the schools need to happen for that to be seen as a viable option?
I think part of it is just making it fun, making them see, letting them see what they can achieve fairly easily, and following that through with just making sure they've got the right careers advice. I think also the way that they are taught may be more aimed at boys than girls, and I think we need to look at teaching styles and what actually works best for girls. What I've seen in the past is that boys are far more willing to go onto the internet, do some research, find out what's out there, and just experiment. Girls tend to be more keen to have a definite structured process of learning, have modules to work through. I think it needs to be geared towards looking at those different ways of working.
One of the things that we've seen is that women are hesitant to claim an expertise.
That's right, yes.
And that men will run ahead and claim more expertise than they have at the moment.
Absolutely.
And fill it in.
Yeah.
That's rung true with your experience as
well. Definitely,
yes. How do you encourage women to stand up and say, I can do this?
I suppose part of it will be certification. Having actually evidence that they have achieved a specific thing, that, to give them pride in what they've done and build their confidence.
So that with formal recognition, they then have credentials to stand on.
But I agree with you completely. It's been proved with them applying for jobs. that men are far more willing to go for a job that they only have a limited amount of experience against the criteria, whereas a woman will look at it and say, oh no, I haven't done that and that, so this isn't the job for me. it's just a perception thing.
To why it's Scottish women in gaming and not British women in gaming.
There is already a couple of organisations which are dealing with the whole of the UK. Scotland has its own set of problems. So I'm looking specifically at that. In the first place, we don't have a number of AAA companies. We have Rockstar North. But other than that, there really are no others at the moment. Real Time Worlds, unfortunately, went to the well a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And as a result, what we have is a lot of very small studios, a lot of indie studios, and it is a different sort of climate. So I think because of that, we really need to be looking at our own situation separately to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I know that from the UK perspective, TIGA is pushing to get tax benefits for games companies. But in the end, they're really only going to benefit the AAA companies that are big enough to have the amount of profits to make that worthwhile.
Right.
A lot of the indie companies are struggling to make any profits and basically are just struggling to keep
the doors open.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
That's a tough climate at the moment.
It definitely is, yes.
How has the economy impacted the role of women? Did you find that in boom times, it was easier to get in the door and start conversations, or has it been? How has it changed?
I don't know if that specifically has affected. I mean, I think it affected everybody.
Right.
I think at the moment, because of the move of the gaming environment, we're now at the point where nearly 50% of gamers are women. Especially on the social gaming side. And I think most games companies are aware of this and are trying to address it. So they are actually looking to get more diversity within their organisations and really would welcome women applying. But what they're finding is they are just not getting the applicants. And that comes back to the fact that they're not getting enough people going to university doing the courses. So it really has to go back to the roots. So I don't think it has had an enormous impact. I think at this point, it is a very good time to be a woman going into the games industry because companies really do want to take on more women. It's just a case of they aren't there to take.
And do you think there's an untapped market? You mentioned the statistic, nearly half of gamers are women. Is that an untapped market?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. In the end, I think getting more women involved in the industry is going to allow for games companies to be smarter about making games for women, or games that will appeal to women. Too many times, I think, males try to produce a game for women and get it horribly wrong. So I think, as well, I think the whole diversity aspect, we should be looking at providing games that appeal to a far wider spectrum, whereas too much in the past it's been very much young white males that has been the focus target market, and that has got to stop.
One of the questions that I sent you was, what do you think the significance of the Lemming statue is?
I think it's absolutely brilliant. In the end, I mean, Dundee already has the statues for the comic characters, which have a very real resonance with the people of Dundee. I think the Lemmings will be good because I think a lot of Scottish people don't actually realise that we have a games industry, and if they do, they don't realise which games have actually been produced here. So it raises the question of what is the significance of Lemmings to Scotland, which I think is very, very, very good. They're also a beautiful pieces of work.
They're adorable.
Yeah. So I think it's a very positive thing, and I think they're really good, yeah.
What games would you suggest for young women and girls to play? Where do you think they should start? Should they start with board games? Should they start...
I don't think I would put a specific genre on. And I think it really is just a case of going out and just playing and seeing what works, what suits you, what you enjoy. And just learning from that and just being open-minded to try different things, see what works.
What's the first game you remember playing?
Pong and Space Invaders in arcades. But I've been right the way through most of the platforms. We had ZX80 and 81 going way back, Spectrums. So I have grown up to the various different platforms and various developments of games from the very start.
Are there any traditional Scottish games that you remember playing? Anything that predates the digital, perhaps?
Well, Lemmings is the obvious one. I don't know if before that I was aware of what was Scottish and what wasn't, so
okay.
There may well be that I wasn't aware that they were Scottish at the time. So.
Okay. Anyone you care to name?
No, I can't think of anything specifically now. The game I've enjoyed more recently has been Pikmin, Pikmin 1 and 2. I haven't tried 3 yet, but I think it has a really nice dynamic.
What general advice do you have for women who are considering the games industry as a career?
Go for it. I mean, really, find out as much as you can. Do your research. Speak to the people who are currently working in the games industry. Find out what it is, what aspects of the games industry you like and what role you feel would the most work for you.
Don't be dissuaded.
Absolutely not, no. And I mean, so many people will try.
Well, I don't want to keep you from a sip of coffee. I must have dried your mouth out. I have a couple more questions, but this has been wonderful. The map, the mind map that you have is really powerful. And going from plot to plot. On that has been wonderful.
Good. I can send you a copy of that. So.
I would really appreciate that. Particularly with recent attacks on women in the gaming industry, I'm thinking of Jennifer Hepler of BioWare in particular, which actually I think turned out to be an interesting case because the community did in fact come out to defend her, but now she's left BioWare.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'd be very interested in any thoughts that you have about events like this, advice for handling, trolling, flame wars, things that go beyond simple criticism and move into a different realm.
It's a really difficult one. It's what I keep coming back to. In the end, within what I'm working on, it's about encouraging and promoting women games. I can influence that, and women can influence that. What we can't influence is how people respond to that. And you'll get positive and you'll get negative. I mean, some of the trolling and abuse that women get is really very uncalled for and can be extremely harsh. But in the end, there's very little we can positively do about it other than continue to do what we do. In the end, they don't win if we continue being who we are and achieving great things.
And you chose the word abuse, and I appreciate that. I think that was a conscious choice. Just because it happens in the virtual doesn't make it any less abusive, violent, dangerous.
Yes, yes.
Any thoughts?
Well, I mean, in some cases it has got to the point of being more than that. I've heard cases of trolls who've actually found the addresses of the people involved and have turned up at the door, and that is really quite frightening. But yes, abuse is abuse. It doesn't matter what form it takes. And yes, some women have been dissuaded from continuing in the industry because of it, which is really sad. I think in the end, trolling, etc., is not actually a women's problem, it's a male problem. But the thing is, they don't recognise that. That they really need to think more about their own perception of the industry and why it is that they feel that women are some sort of threat to the industry. Because in the end, women are very positive, move within the industry. They have a lot to bring to it. So it is sad that some individuals feel that they are somewhere threatened by them.
Those are powerful words, and I appreciate what you're saying. Any other thoughts or reflections?
Just coming back to the fact that I really think that women there are some incredibly talented women out there doing remarkable work. And I think what we need to do is to encourage them to promote the very strong role models that we have and let the world see what these girls are capable of. And the more that we do that, the more that other girls will come forward and join in the industry. And hopefully it will start to change the perception of the males as they see women succeeding in the industry.
What's the significance of the V&A having a gamer in residence?
I think it's wonderful for us. I'm very, very proud of Sophia for getting it. It's obviously good for Scotland as well. I mean, she achieved a great deal in her time up here in setting up her own company and in doing Dare. I think she did Samsung as well. She's very, very enthusiastic about the games industry has an awful lot of energy. And I think she's really, really useful to be in that position. Again, from what you were saying about trolling, there was quite a bad backlash against her when she took position around the lack of experience, age and sex. And in the end, I think she is the right person for the job because of her passion for the games industry and her level of energy. And the fact that she will be a really good advocate for moving things forward and getting things happening. So I'm really proud that she's in the position.
What's the significance of the V&A coming to Dundee?
I think it's got to be good for Dundee. It's a very well recognised institute, and again, if there's a gaming element, then that's going to be very, very good for Dundee as well. It helped to tie in the disparate parts of the games industry into raising awareness, but also from the cultural point of view and the tourism aspects as well, so it's all very, very positive.
Well, thank you.
This has been a Kairos interview with Maxine Dodds of Scottish Women in Games. Michael Salvo, Adam Strands, signing off. Thank you very much.